102.5 KZOK FM. KZOK HD Channel 1, Seattle. This is the Bob Rivers Show. Streaming worldwide at KZOK.com.
All right, why do you work? Do you work because you have to work? Or would you want to work even if you didn't have to work? Leslie in Seattle, hello.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a couple comments on this. I am a working mom, and you know this is a really hot debate, right?
Yes, I do.
Huge. So I felt when our girls were little, they're 9 and 12 now, that I really needed to go to work and be making other decisions other than which park are we going to go to today and turkey or peanut butter and jelly. I needed to have that kind of brain stimulation.
Maura, do you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
Right. Now, to me, of course, raised by a Catholic mom with 8 kids who never went out of the house. Her, Edith, Alice.
My mom.
Mrs. Beaver.
June
Cleaver.
Friends, yeah.
I mean, they were all the same. I think that where the battle comes in is that some people think you're denigrating that. You just said peanut butter and jelly like it was bad.
I know. And when I'm home with the girls, though, I'm making them that peanut butter and jelly. And our girls are really well adjusted.
And what you're describing to me, and it may be just because I've never had it, it almost sounds like paradise. I mean, if I could be that mom, I would love that. And if I want,
you'd love to stay home and make peanut butter and nanner.
Oh yeah, there's still advanced decisions to make. You know, I mean, it's not just peanut butter and jelly. If I want to,
could you imagine how fat he'd be?
If I want to stimulate my brain, it's like, okay, peanut butter and raspberry jelly or peanut butter and grape jelly. There's still big decisions to make.
And Sports Center, on demand.
Which movie are we going to go see today?
But why can't you have it all?
Well, because I work. I'm the breadwinner.
Now, when our girls
bread
were little,
eater too.
Huh? When our girls were little, I was a nurse, and I worked 3/12s. And on those 3/12s, my husband was home with them. So they either had me home or they had my husband.
Yeah, that's a really nice.
It was a great situation.
Let me read you a text message.
Okay.
Working mamas are the downfall of our civilization.
I don't think so at all.
That's when kids go haywire.
Oh, I wish they could meet our girls. No. You know, okay, I'm going to bring up another concept. I think that this sets a really good example for the girls, and I will give you a quote that our daughter said to another girl in the first grade.
Okay.
The girl said to her, she's a real girly girl, the other girl, not our daughter, and said to her, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a princess." And our daughter laughed at her and said, "You better hurry up and get over that."
Nice.
And she's in the third grade now.
That is one healthy young girl.
Got yourself a little dream killer there, don't you?
I know.
Yeah. All right, Leslie. Those are what up?
Last question for our letter writer.
Okay.
Did you and your husband discuss this 3 years before you had the kids? Did you have a plan, or how do couples deal with that? Should they have it planned out ahead of time, whether the wife's going to go back to work, or do you just wait and see what happens?
We had a plan. I mean, I have 2 college degrees. I'm in nursing. I was not going to give that up. I make wonderful money, and I love my job. We had a plan that we were not going to have children so that other people could raise them. And that was when we put our plan into gear of, I work 3/12s a week. I worked every weekend for 9 years. And my husband was home with them when I was at work. And now they're in school.
So your plan was to split the housewifing.
We split the housewifing.
Wow. Yeah. Did you divide the testicles too? Do you have one of them?
No, her third grader's got one of them.
Oh, you're rough. You'd have to meet my husband. He's awesome.
You'd have to meet them and see how well adjusted they all are.
Let him know when he can come out and talk to us.
It's just like Wisteria Lane.
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't always perfect. It was right. We compromised. You know, we didn't have hardly any days home together.
Yeah. You know, I really do believe it takes all kinds.
It does.
Yeah. Thank you, Leslie. Bridget in Tacoma. The question was from a listener. He doesn't believe his wife's going to work after they have kids 3 years from now. He wants to know, you women who work, do you work because you have to work for money? Or if you didn't have to work, do you rather stay home? Maura says no, she needs a stimulation, as did this caller. Bridget?
Hi.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on what the job is. I'm a single mom, so out of necessity, I have to work. However, I was working in warehouses, and I did not want to work, and I realized it wasn't that I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I didn't want to work. It was that's not the work for me, so I decided to get back in school, and I'm a nanny, so that when I, you know, when all my schooling is done and I'm working because I have to because I'm a single mom, it's going to be something that I love so that when I do eventually get married and we have more kids, there's not going to be that, well, I think I'm just going to not go back to work. I'm going to like what I'm doing. I'm going to enjoy.
So you're not going to stay home. You're not going to stay home and be the housewife.
I don't think that you.
No matter what the money situation is.
Housewife.
Nah, no matter what the money situation is. The myth in America, by the way, is that women work because our standard of living dictates that you have to. That's a myth.
I did that for the first 4 months of my son's life before his dad left. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I thought that was just going to be the top dollar, and that's what I was going to love to do, and I was very unhappy. I was bored. I was not mentally stimulated. I was not happy at all. So I think that it's.
Did you have a television?
Don't you? Have you met Oprah? She's a stimulator.
Yes, motivator too.
There's only stimulator. So much
regurgitator.
Right, right. All right, Bridget. Thank you very much.
Manipulator.
Is modern? Are modern women different, or were half of our moms miserable?
Apples and oranges. Different recipes and different ingredients in the recipe. Of what is a modern woman?
Kirsten and Duval, speak up.
Hi, it's Kirsten.
Kirsten.
Oh, we're sorry.
That's okay. I think that the most important thing is that women and their husbands think about what's the most important thing for their families. And today, I don't think it's fair that you say that, you know, women or men are expected to stay home, or either one of them are expected to stay home, and you got to make the situation right for your family and for your children. In our family, we decided that we were lucky enough to find the right kind of support system, a daycare that that raises our children with the same values that we would raise our children, and they are more a part of our family and our overall support system than just me or just my husband.
So your daycare is part of your family?
Absolutely.
And you drop them off and you pick them up?
No, not at all. Oh. We don't drop them off and pick them up. I drop them off. Sometimes I stay and I play with my children and all the other children in the
family.
You
drop them off and hang out at daycare for a little while?
Yeah, sometimes.
But that's just kind of to fool them, right? That's like
then you sneak off,
then you sneak away.
Is she a better, cook than you? Is that the story?
It's as much for the other children in the daycare as well. They so light up when a parent.
Kids, this is what a mommy looks like. The mommy. Kids can't ever control.
Thank you guys for helping me because I know you're not on my side. So Kirsten, you're what I'm hearing from you gals is you wouldn't be happy if you were forced to stay home and raise offspring.
That's the truth. And if mommies aren't happy, what good are they to their children?
I love it when people buy my right. exaggerated facial expressions. Right. And they go, yes, I'll take that.
And our culture would not be the same if it weren't for the talents and skills that females bring to the workplace. Where would Alaska be if Sarah Palin had never been governor for those 22 months? Where would they be?
Absolutely.
Cheryl, thank you. Cheryl's on. Thank you, Kirsten. Cheryl, you are in Tacoma. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, financially, we could not afford for me to stop working. And I even told my customers when I was pregnant, they would say, are you coming back? Are you coming back? And I said, you know, we can't afford for me to quit.
Right.
I will be back. And then 6 weeks later, when I needed to go back to that job or lose it, and I felt like, you know, my husband, the checking account, my job, the world was saying, put that baby down and walk away. I could not do it. We struggled financially, and things were not how we had planned our life to be. But I could not, I don't know if it was the hormones or what, but I could not walk away from that baby and leave him in the arms of strangers.
Well, 6 weeks is a pretty small baby still.
You said
6 months?
Exactly, 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, 6 weeks, wow.
Yes. And yeah.
I couldn't have done it either.
I was going to lose that job, and I had to say I can't do it.
So did you say, take this job and shove it?
No.
I ain't working here no more.
I had a really nice exit interview.
Just felt like doing that.
I explained that I would love to come back someday, and go ahead. But, you know, that was 13 years ago, and he's a happy, well-adjusted kid. He, you know.
Now, are you still house mom?
Well, I'm the main vacuum cleaner and peanut butter sandwich maker, but there's been lots of little in-between jobs that I could manage to do while they're at school until it's still be available to go on those field trips and be involved in their lives and know what's going on at the elementary school age.
You just touched on something that so many moms would love to know. How do you still be available for your kids and bring in some dough and feel like you're also expressing your talents? What do you do?
Well, I've done part-time, everything from office work to going back to my hairdressing job. As long as it was part-time, the part that I've enjoyed is I like to go to work on the days I do that, and I like to stay home on the days I do that. It's never too much of one thing.
Pick up a dance shift at Rick's in the lunch crowd. You know,
exactly.
Work.
That's
the problem
life.
Is you can't put a strip club so close to your school. It's such a commute.
It's
you get from your day job to a PTA meeting.
I am feeling, I tell you honestly what I'm feeling, we tricked you women into working. And I'm happy. We tricked you all into working, thinking that it's rewarding.
Well, on some level, I think that some of us have tricked our husbands into letting us stay home.
Thank you, Linda. Or Cheryl. Where's Linda? Linda's here. Linda on line 4. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Okay, so here's the deal. My husband wanted me to stay home and everything, and I felt incredibly guilty. Every time he would sit down in the kitchen and do bills, you know, I'd go, oh, my God, I'm not helping out. He'd grumble about anything to do with money, and I'd go, oh, my God. However, I want to finish it with this. The neighbor across the street, who is the perfect mom, and always had something activity-wise to do with her perfect children, you know,
yeah.
She was great at it. And I go, Dad, what does she do all day? My house was clean. The kids, you know, were fine. I'm going, oh, my God, what do I do? What do I do? So guess what? Their house is paid off now, and ours isn't. And I work. I went back to work, and she didn't. She stayed home. They made less.
Oh, their house isn't paid off, but yours is.
No, theirs is.
So she married a richer guy.
No, she didn't.
I'm really confused.
Yeah, you got me confused.
Okay.
It sounded like a punchline.
She had
then
the perfect
I get
life,
it.
And the punchline is it's even more perfect now.
Oh.
No, she stayed home, and she would, like, you know, run the household, do everything, you know, like cook the meals every day, all that. They didn't go out as much. And I hate to say it, but I'm looking back, God, you know, I kind of wish I would have sucked it up and stayed home.
She lived within her means. She worked a budget hard. She took care of her family and home on her own.
Oh, so she's still the perfect person that you hate next door.
Well,
yeah.
She doesn't do her makeup as well as me.
Thank you. And punchline, and on we go.
Right.
Thank you very much, Linda. All right, really quick comments because we have a guest coming up. We're going to talk
coming up, yeah.
Seattle Times Ron Judd. But first, just a quick line from everybody. Emily, what say you? Moms work because they have to, or do they work because they want to?
Because they want to, for sure.
Thank you. Anything you want to add to that?
No, that's great.
All right, what do you do, by the way?
I'm a nanny.
So you're not the mom.
No, I am the one who the mothers pay to take care of their kids.
Ah, you don't want this. You don't want the women returning back to the home, to the housework.
I'd like to see the mothers spend more time with their children, actually, because, you know, the kids miss them, and they, you know, the kids end up, which is great, they end up like me, you know, because I'm raising them. I'm with them 40, 50 hours a week, and, you know, but the it's hard for me because I see mothers that don't really care to hang out with their kids, and, you know, they're out all day at work, and they go out on date nights, and, you know, they get filled in by the notes that I leave, and that's about it.
Did the kids cry, like, take me with you, I don't want you to go?
So that's that, yeah.
I guess not.
A little close to home, okay. Girl.
Yeah.
Close to
All
home.
Right, so you say, and you told Eric, that moms, some of them just drop their kids off like objects.
Well, in a sense that they wear their pictures. I have the mother, the doctor that I work for, and she wears a picture of her child around her neck on her little ID card. But that's about as close as she gets to her child.
Yikes.
It'd be embarrassing to pick up the wrong one at the end of the day. You want a little photo ID?
Carry a handy photo. Thank you.
Kirsten, that's
Michelle
you.
In Federal Way, hello.
Hi. I think that Spike is right about the apples and oranges thing. It takes all kinds. So I think the reason that this is such a hot debate is because of kind of that condescension of the first caller.
How about the condescension on the other side?
Well, I think there's that too. And so yeah. I think at the end of the day, you just need to figure out what's best for your family and not really worry about what the other guy's doing.
Yeah. It's all kiwis and bananas, yeah.
All right, just a couple more quick comments. Sorry we were out of time. Lisa in Linwood, go for it. You got about two sentences.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that when my daughter was born, I was making more at the time, so my husband stayed home.
Yeah.
I stayed home for the first 6 months, and then he stayed home for the next year and a half, you know, being the part-time working stay-at-home dad, and it was great. But we got a lot of flack for it, and that was like 14 years ago.
Thank you. That's it. But the phones are full. We're out of time. You can email us, or you can go to our Facebook page, because Pedro will post the same question.
I already did. So.
It's up there if you want to weigh in, and if it's a crazy comment, we maybe read it on the air tomorrow. 9:21. The Canadian women grabbed the hockey gold, but they didn't grab just that yesterday. They grabbed some stogies and some whiskey
champagne,
and some beer.
Beer.
The world's greatest winter athletes have gathered north of our border, and yes, the Olympics are almost over. Today, Apollo Ohno tries to add to his record medal haul. You can read a great feature piece that our next guest has written after talking to the speed skating star and hometown favorite in this morning's Seattle Times. You can also still get his latest book, The Winter Olympics, An Insider's Guide. But you might want to wait until Monday to buy it. I assume, like all Olympic souvenirs, it might be priced to move by then. Who knows?
I would think so.
Guide to the Olympics, Tuesday. Ron Judd from the Seattle Times. Hi, Ron. How's it going?
It's going well, thanks.
All right. You're in British Columbia?
I am in British Columbia.
You got a Hummy phone?
I do have a Hummy phone.
Is that a Canadian thing?
I think it is.
Yeah. Cheapy phone. First off, just the first time we've talked in the Olympics. Is the sights, sounds, sparkles, and international flavor and all the majesty and the pageantry of all of it, is it everything that you've come to know and expect?
No. No, actually, yes. Whistler has been. I mean, if you mean by international pageantry and Olympic type things, big crowds, high prices, and long waits for buses, then yes, but... No, actually, up here in the mountains, it's been it's kind of cool because it's kind of its own little Olympic village up here because it's just a small place compared to downtown, you know, where everything is spread way out. Everything is focused on Whistler Village Square down here, so it's kind of a nice Olympic environment. And this morning, it's even snowing, which is a rare thing since we've been here.
I saw some snow the other day for the first time, and I went, oh, yeah, it's supposed to be winter.
Usually, yeah. if you go to cover the Olympics, you get to go to some great, you know, Japan or somewhere that you don't usually get to go. Do you feel gypped about it being close to home, or are you happy to have a short commute?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a gyp to come just to Canada, you know, because it's not really a foreign country. They do have colored money, but otherwise, you know.
Right. Otherwise, it's us with a bad accent.
All of our pop culture. And
you'd have a better phone connection in, China.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's these two big wires coming out of the wall here connected to screws and then into this soup can thing.
Ron, did you go to China a couple years ago?
No, I did not go to Beijing.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what I heard, the air quality was abysmal. I mean, it was just, you're lucky to be in a place so close to America.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I can get that in Tacoma, so I stayed home. I was actually worried that they wouldn't let me back out if I went to China. I would get one of those forced labor sentences, and I don't do forced labor.
Not that well.
You don't like people censoring what you write, yeah, either.
Some of us do, but he just doesn't take to it. All right, so, Ron, couple things, a couple controversies here. The Dutch bobsledding team wusses out because they're scared of the course. Not that, it's an aside that the course did already kill somebody, but is this a wussy deal for them, or since they are not likely to win, is it just prudent?
Well, I thought it was basically prudent, I hate to say, because I would have loved to make fun of the guy. His own coach made fun of the driver who took the team out and said, I can hear it now when they get back to Holland. They're going to hear the jokes. They're already starting. Why did the chicken cross the bobsled track? You know, that's nice coming from your coach.
It really is.
So, I can see it both ways. I mean, the guy, so he did. He slid here last year in the two-man bobsled, and he crashed. Oh, it was a four-man, and he crashed. And he put one of his, or two of his brakemen in the hospital, and one of them's his brother. So, you know, there's a little bit of pressure there. These guys were not going to win. You know, they were going to, if they were lucky, finish 18th or something. So, probably a good call. You know, there's been a lot of carnage on that track, and there's going to be the four-man bobsled go tonight, and three teams actually dropped out. So it is a bit of a scary course.
With Ron Judd from the Seattle Times, if you just tuned in, the Canadian woman grabbed the hockey gold yesterday, and then, and I think this is only news because one of them is 18, but then they start drinking beer and whiskey and smoking stogies, and now there's talk of some punishment. They're not going to take the medal away. Are they going to deny him a victory lap, or what are they going
to
do?
I don't know what they can do to him, but you know, you have to be pretty much of a pig to get the International Olympic Committee to come out and say this was over the line, you know. And not just that they were drinking, but they went back out on the ice on the field of play and were boozing it up and camping it up out there and like doing their best imitation of like male hockey players.
Nice.
It looked really bad.
Great line, you know? Are we going to read that in the paper? That's a great line.
I'm actually typing it right now.
Okay, that's perfect.
Ryan, talk about pigs at the Olympics. We had an American snowboarder that had to go home in shame because he was photographed at a party after winning his medal. He had a girl bent on her knees in front of him kissing his medal in a rather provocative photo.
I mean, was that wrong? I don't
know. No, he's a snowboarder.
If it was the Pope and his ring, what's the difference in terms of the visual? Yes, except that it's two guys.
Yeah, she was just, I think, paying homage to the award and, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, that was a TMZ thing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
The word is that TMZ has basically put out a bounty on video or embarrassing thing about athletes and Olympic athletes. So they're looking for this kind of stuff.
So there is a team of people hunting this stuff down.
Yeah, so when people try to do that, like to my media credential, I make them back off. Because I'm late.
Yeah, you're not going to get a whole lot for this, but go ahead, kiss it if you like. Latest rundown, if I have this right, the United States with 32 medals, we have 8 gold. The Germany has 26 medals, but they also have 8 gold. Norway has 19, but they have 7 gold. And Canada, 17 medals, but they have 8 gold. Russia with 13 medals, 3 gold. Is any of this general country standing stuff an upset, or is this about what we expected going in?
Oh, it's surely an upset. You know, the U.S. has never won the overall medal count at an Olympic.
Winner.
Since 1932 in Lake Placid, and that was the year... which I wrote recently and created all kinds of controversy where I said they cheated to win the medal count in 1932, which they did. They changed, they made up rules as they went along and did a lot of things that were very suspect. and so, you know, we've really never won a medal count in an Olympics on a level playing field, if you can call this a level playing field. So it's a surprise that the U.S. is on top. No surprise about Germany. Bit of a surprise that Canada is as far down as they are with all the money they spend and the way they sort of hog the venues to themselves for training and all.
Ron, what grade are you going to be giving these Olympics overall after the rough start with the luge track and the death and the ice machine and all this? Have the Canadian organizers sort of redeemed themselves?
No, they haven't redeemed themselves at all, but the people have. I mean, the way I judge the success of the games is if the local population is really into it and you can feel that, you know, the venues are full, people are pumped, there's this great atmosphere, and we've seen that here, way more so than the last Winter Games in Italy, which people were like, oh, Olympics, nobody told us, you know. that has really...
That's better.
I mean, they've made a bunch of big mistakes, the organizing committee has, but I think that the people have sort of pulled it out.
Who do you blame? Do you blame God for the lack of snow?
I don't really know about that one. I think that they're taking an easy out there by saying, well, we didn't get enough snow at Cypress. Well, you know, like 1 year out of every 6, there's not enough snow at Cypress. So it wasn't a brilliant decision to choose that as a venue.
I see. And up at Whistler, I mean, most of it has been no problem at all. There's been plenty of snow, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of snow here. The problems that they've had here are the ones that they usually have here, which is the killer impenetrable fog that sometimes settles on the slopes and delays. But generally, the ski stuff and everything has come off really well at Whistler. And out at Whistler Olympic Park, where the Nordic venues are, everything's gone like clockwork. And organizationally, yeah, they've done a really, I think, a pretty good job.
I know Apollo's racing today. Is the women's gold medal curling, is that today, too?
I have no idea. I only pay attention to the real sports at the Olympics.
I'll tell you. If that
and ice dance. Not on my radar.
Well, the Canadian women have a curler that's quite pregnant, and if she sparks up
that.
A big stogie and has a shot of whiskey, you're going to see controversy.
You're going to want to see that.
Yeah.
That's not going to look good.
No.
We have a listener, Joe, who has an Apollo Ono question. Joe, go ahead. You're on with Ron Judd from the Seattle Times.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, hi, Ron. I really enjoy your column, but I have a question about Apollo. Is he going to do ice dancing in the next 4 years at the Olympics in 4 years?
I think it's possible.
Yeah, has that thought ever even been suggested?
I think he might if you could have the sort of blades on ice, two guys out there.
Oh, I love it. Blades of glory.
No, Apollo's going to, you're going to see in a number of days inside information here. He's going to launch this big sports nutrition company called The 8 Zone. I just gave him a free plug there, and he's like put all of his knowledge about training and nutrition over the years into this product that he's going to sell, and that's his new business. I think his first new business.
Right, Ron.
Eight as a number eight.
Eight as a number eight, like so, three 8-hour cycles in a day.
He's got to win one more medal to make that really money, doesn't he?
Oh, I think he's pretty much done it.
Okay, got to have eight.
Oh. Ron, his legacy is secure.
You sound a little like we just woke you up, Ron.
You did.
Yeah. So when they confiscated the cigars and the whiskey from the women's hockey, did they give it to you last night?
No, we get nothing.
All right.
There's no free stuff at this Olympics either.
Really? There's no, like, gift bag?
No. In Whistler, you know, this is the town, the only town in North America where they charge you extra for the dipping sauce for your wings.
All the Olympic spirit.
Ron, can't wait to read more. We'll talk to you next week. Take care, sir.
All right. Take care.
Bye. BBC has made a list of the only... They actually have this list. You know how you break glass in case of an emergency?
Yeah.
The BBC has a list of people that they will interrupt regular programming for if they die.
This is where everything stops.
Everything will stop if these four people die.
You immediately go to
one of these four, not all at once.
This is BBC?
This is the BBC.
I can tell you right now.
You know,
all four of them right now.
All right, you give me your four, and we'll see how they compare to listeners. 1-800-252-1025. We have tickets to see Joe Bonamassa at the Moore Theater Friday, March 3rd. What are your four?
The Queen. Duh.
I wasn't going to give a prize for the Queen anyway.
But that's the easy
one.
Elton John. So far, we got two Queens.
Right. Philip and Andrew.
Four Queens.
Right. Well, fair enough.
The Queen, Elton John, Philip, and Andrew, we would stop media coverage. Those would be the only four.
Yep.
Did you read this story?
No.
Okay, that's your guess.
I'll tell you. You're batting 500. Two of your four are correct.
They don't care if Andrew or Philip die.
1-800-252-1025. Name all four. Be the first to name all four, and you got tickets to see Joe Bonamassa.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
You're tired. It's been a long day of flying. And the last thing you want to do now is stare at an empty baggage carousel, hoping your bag arrives before the end of the Mayan calendar. And who could blame you? You deserve better. That's why the good folks of Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air have created the Baggage Service Guarantee. That's right. They'll get you your bags and they'll get them to you fast. In most cases, before you even get to the baggage carousel. But definitely less than 25 minutes from when you arrive at the gate. And if they don't... Well, then, they'll give you a $25 discount code for use on a future flight, or 2,500 bonus miles. So while other airlines are busy raising their baggage fees, your friends at Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air are busy getting you your bags. Sounds good, huh?
Sounds awesome. Wait, why are you talking that way?
I'm a professional announcer, and I figured this kind of news was worth hanging around the airport and telling people individually.
Huh, fascinating. Hey, you mind if I grab my bag there, Mr. Announcer?
The Baggage Service Guarantee, only from Alaska Airlines and Horizon Air. Per terms and conditions of the Baggage Service Guarantee, visit AlaskaAir.com.
White one.
You hear that? That's the sound of savings.
Orange one.
Ow!
The sound of Volkswagen's Punch Dub Days, featuring great deals on select models. Plus, no charge scheduled carefree maintenance. Yeah, no longer will that sound remind you of the days when your big brother used to punch you every time he saw a VW.
Red one. Ow! Mom!
Instead, you'll think of huge savings on VWs. From the fuel-efficient Jetta to the award-winning CC.
Black one. Ow!
Savings so good, it hurts. Volkswagen's punched-up days featuring a low lease rate of only $209 a month for 36 months on a brand new 2010 Jetta. Hurry, punched-up days won't last forever.
36-month lease for Jetta 2.5 LS with automatic transmission, $19.99 at signing. Excludes taxes, title options, and dealer charges. See dealer or call 1-800-DRIVE-VW for details. 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-charge schedule maintenance. Whichever occurs first during the term of new vehicle limited warranty. Some restrictions. 22 City, 23 Highway, MPG, EPA estimates. Your mileage will vary. Offer ends 3-1-2010.
Visit VW.com to find great deals on Volkswagens.
Why settle for more of the same when you can have more of the different? Hi, Paul Willis from Don Willis Furniture. We love the home show. Gives us a chance to show you some fun furniture we think you'll really enjoy, like our Now You See It, Now You Don't pop-up TV stand.
See us at the home show for real wood made in the Northwest originals, like our top-of-the-line Mission Bedroom Collection. Made in our own shop with details like dovetailed aromatic cedar drawers and full extension glides, plus a queen-size storage bed with lots of surprises.
We even have a new line of sofas and chairs. Lots of sizes, lots of fabrics, and lots of styles. It's classic Don Willis furniture. Lots of choices and made in the Northwest.
Get home show savings this week at Don Willis Furniture. Save on bookcases to bedroom sets, TV stands, and more.
Plus, we'll pay your sales tax at the show and at all four stores.
Real wood, solid value at Don Willis Furniture.
Lake City, Ballard, Tacoma, and now in Federal Way.
Welcome to U.S. Bank for the start of start.
Savers on your marks, let's start.
Start savings today and rewards tomorrow. The savings program from U.S. Bank.
It's payday, and I'm starting to pay myself $25 every other week.
To start, just tell us how you want to transfer money from your U.S. Bank checking account. Save a little every week, every month, or with every check card or credit card purchase.
I'm filling up my tank and starting to fill up my savings account.
That's the idea. And when you reach $1,000, you'll earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep a balance of $1,000 or more for a year, earn another $50 rewards card.
We just got married. We're saying I do to start.
Now everyone can save. Let us help you start at any U.S. Bank branch. Call 800-720-BANK or visit usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank.
Requires a U.S. Bank package and qualifying transfers. Terms and conditions apply. See STAR program agreement for details. Fees may apply to rewards cards. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank and a member FDIC. U.S. Bank is proud to support America Saves Week.
Free oil changes for 1 year. With qualifying purchase of 4 tires at Big O Tires and Service, get 4 free oil changes.
A $120 value.
Buy 2 tires, get 2 free oil changes. A $60 value.
That's not all.
Up to $40 mail-in rebate on select sets of Goodyear.
Plus,
up to 12 months, no interest financing available. Visit your nearest Big O Tire store. The best brands, the best prices.
Guaranteed.
Offer valid select tires. Details at any 13 Puget Sound Big O Tires locations. For money-saving coupons, visit mytirestore.com.
DivorceLawyersForMen.com knows that divorce is not a laughing matter. Divorce is serious business. Your children, your home, your retirement, all are at risk. It's a time when you need the best legal advice you can get. Find experienced lawyers that will protect your rights. DivorceLawyersForMen.com have convenient local offices in Seattle, Bellevue, Kent, Everett, Tacoma, Bremerton, and Olympia. Good lawyers doing good things for good men. DivorceLawyersForMen.com.
Now is the best time to get your new Nissan. This is Nissan Now, a sales event with our best deals ever on our best cars ever. Right now, get 0% financing on most new Nissans. This is Nissan Now. Get 0% financing on reliable sedans, crossovers, trucks, and SUVs. Event ends soon. Hurry to a Nissan dealer now.
APR financing for well-qualified buyers. Excludes Versa 1.6 GTR 370Z and Cube. Ends 3-1-10.
Pearl Vision, where associates are upfront about costs, so there are no surprises at the register. It's just another way they're different. Learn more at pearlvision.com. Pearl Vision, clearly different.
The Bob Rivers Show.
Bob, Spike, and Show. On 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Here's something to make you feel good, Joe. From a text messenger. Joe, your laugh is a beautiful ray of sunshine on an otherwise dreary day.
Well, that is nice. You can thank Ron Judd. He provided most of that laughter. That's a funny guy there.
Oh, we missed this with Ron Judd. Ask him about NBC's crap coverage. Do you think NBC did a bad job?
No, I think they've shifted their coverage into a time zone where more people could enjoy it. I think they've done great features. I think they're...
As long as it's live on MSNBC, what's the gripe?
I mean, if you're really so bent about seeing it as it happens, find a place to watch it and watch it.
Sorry if you're home with rabbit ears. And actually, you can't even have rabbit ears anymore, right? It has to be a little digital thing. It'd be my favorite Martian Halo. Because that's the only way you get TV over the air now, right?
Yeah.
They shut off the analogs, right? Yes.
Those towers at the top of Queen Anne, they're not doing anything now.
No,
right?
They are. They put out the digital.
They're holding up Christmas lights.
They do the Christmas lights, too.
Devaluing property up there.
I wonder if they're ever going to use that band for anything. Okay, here's the question. The BBC has a list of four people that they will immediately stop all programming if these four people die.
And I got to give Spike credit. I think he hit 3 out of 4.
He hit 3 out of 4?
Yeah.
I apologize. I did forget Sean Connery. And I feel just
and Paul McCartney. Let's not take it away. Did you guys know the correct answer?
No.
Okay, you need to know so you can tell me who got it first. All right, come in.
Muhammad Ali and Bob Dylan? That's on the list?
They used to be. They've downgraded their... Okay. Refined their...
Here you go, Eric.
I gotta quit looking.
Just so you know. First guess is Steve in Seattle. Steve, who do you think it is?
Well, I'm going to go with the Queen, Prince Charles, and Beatle royalty, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr.
You got two right. Nice try.
Barbara Bach won't turn off her TV when Ringo dies. Come on.
Hold on.
Mean and I apologize.
Terry in Gig Harbor. Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
My guess, the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince William, and Barack Obama.
Ooh.
Got one wrong.
Three right. Same three Spike had.
They don't care if Charles dies.
Some don't.
I'm kidding.
This is going to go quickly now because you guys with Obama, goodbye. Doug on Mercer Island. Doug, hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm going with the Queen.
Uh-huh.
Prince Philip, the Duke, Queen's husband, Prince Charles, and Elton John.
And Elton John.
Those were Spike's three, I think.
Yeah.
Those were
I'm sorry, and sorry seems to be the hardest word, but I'm sorry. No. Got three right. Does anybody have all of them correct? Which line, please?
No. I know this.
Yeah, it's Nick.
Okay.
And this is kind of a no-duh once you hear it because, you know, they'll probably stop coverage if any of those other people die.
Heather Mills.
But they're not going to announce it ahead of time.
Right.
They've announced ahead of time that they'll stop coverage if any of these four die. Nick and Painfield, go ahead.
Yes, Bob. It's the Queen, Prince Philip, Prince Charles, and Prince William.
There you go. It's the royal family.
Well, but it's not Prince Harry.
How's Harry rate?
He is like fourth in line. Plus, he's a stoner.
Is that
really
it?
Not, yeah.
We're whacking you off the death list. There's something in your urine!
They'll still let you know. But
right.
Well, they're going to skip...
We now return to Buckingham Palace right after these important messages.
These are the
Prince Harry died of a bong accident. Now back to your game show. We love The Office.
Funny. Okay, you want some tickets to Bonamassa?
Sure.
Nick, you are in. Hang on a sec.
Is Nick, are you from the UK?
Yeah.
As I thought.
Oh, yeah, he had the British accent. We should have asked about that.
Long time ago, but it's been 30 years, but yeah, I am from
there. It still gets you laid once in a while, though, doesn't it?
Amazingly often, actually.
Fantastic.
Even at 50 years old.
Can you crank it up when you have to? Can you go Bond on us if you had to?
Oh, yeah, can do whatever needs to be done.
Thicken it up for a second for us. Thank us for the Joe Bonamassa tickets.
Hey, thanks a lot there, Bob. Spike
right.
and Joe.
Sorry I asked. Hold on.
Not hick it up.
We're not a hot girl in a bar. That's
so he said hick it up. Hey, man, thanks a lot for them Joe Bonamono tickets. You guys are rocking my world.
All right, we have more stuff to give away, right, Joe?
Yeah, we do. Eric says we're overloaded. We need to blow some stuff
out. Take Nick.
Here.
Nothing held back. Everything must go. This is actually very cool. We have a pair of second row tickets to see Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy at Key Arena this Friday. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.
Friday?
Week from today.
Okay.
1 week from today.
Yeah, on the 5th.
Friday, March 5th. And we have a pair of first row tickets to Smell. Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall, and Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, you got that right.
Smell-o-vision. 1-800-252-1025. It'll be fact or bull shrimp. Just get one right. We're going to make it super easy.
Caller number?
I don't know. Start with an odd number.
Five?
I'm going eight.
Eight? Okay.
One of the oddest.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty
well,
odd
you almost
one.
Never hear eight when you're listing off odd numbers.
Yeah, I was not that good in math, but...
Lucky you ever going to health care before you leave? Thanks, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, another rousing round of fact or bull shrimp. He's starting with caller number 8. Wow, this is interesting.
Bull shrimp.
You can try to read my face if you want.
I thought that was the question.
All right. Joel is in Silverdale. Joel, you ready to go?
Sure.
For second row tickets, fact or bull shrimp. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's got the number one movie out right now, chose his stage name after watching the Leonid meteor shower.
Bull shrimp.
It is. Leonardo is his real name, not his stage name. His pregnant mom picked it when he kicked while she looked at a Da Vinci painting. Leonardo Da Vinci. Cool. So there is a story.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the second row.
All righty, thank you.
Hang on. Mona, if he was a girl.
Who's next, Eric?
Line 3.
Scott in Kent. You ready, Scott?
Sure.
Fact or bull shrimp? Right this minute, 1 in 6 Americans are members of a health club.
I'd say a fact.
Tis a fact, my man.
Now, that number was good in January. Is that still good in February?
It is.
Wow.
1 in 100 actually go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You are in the first row. Hang on.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Do you have anything else to give away?
Yes, we have, a couple more pairs of tickets for Joe Bonamassa. A
couple more Joe Bonamassas. Vicky, are you in?
Yes.
Fact or bull shrimp? 1 in 10 men... in the United States, 1 in 10 men do not own a pair of blue jeans.
Hmm. That's got to be false.
Sorry, it's true. 1 in 10 do not own blue. Yeah. I doubted it, too.
I do not own blue jeans that I can fit in. I mean, there might be
a pair of blue jeans. Yeah. You've outgrown all your jeans? You refuse to go to Fat Guy Jeans?
Jeans aren't something that come with this. See, I like a little elastic in my pants.
You have elastic in everything, don't you?
Pretty much. It's practical.
Is there a store called Yo-Yo in the mall? That'd be a great
Yo-Yo
name
man.
For a big
Yo-Yo
man store.
Yo-Yo
man. All right, Vicky, sorry. Okay, got a few more. Bruce in Monroe, hello.
Hello.
Okay, fact or bull shrimp. 1/4 of Americans have dated someone of a different racial or ethnic background. 1/4.
I'll say fact.
It's actually bull shrimp, and this is a trick question because it's actually even more than that. Just under half of Americans.
Then I won. No.
No, you didn't. But
okay.
Sorry.
Thanks, Bob.
Just under half say that they have dated someone of a different race. Like the last question, I don't believe it. First off, men here, anybody doesn't own blue jeans?
I haven't bought a pair in years. I don't even know if I have any in my drawer.
Seriously?
Yeah. I haven't, at least for several years.
Huh?
I've dated women of different races.
You did?
If you consider, you know...
Clean a race. Yeah.
Well, no, if you consider Chinese or Japanese. I mean, my girlfriends when I was in college were in high school were Asian.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Really?
Asian women have always liked me. I don't know why.
Asian high schoolers you went out with?
Well, yeah, when I was a high schooler, not when I was 30.
I should point that out. Yeah.
Oh, don't you remember the
Joe
Asian...
dates Asian high schoolers.
I wonder if that Asian reporter that rubbed Joe's belly in Ireland will be back.
I'm telling you.
She loves you because you have the Buddha belly.
Oh, yeah. She loved me. Yeah. Beautiful girl from Tokyo.
I'd almost grow one to have that if I had a chance.
She looked at my belly for days and finally got the courage to ask.
Right? All right. Fact or bull shrimp, we go to Dan in Seattle. Dan, hello.
Hello.
Okay, you ready? Fact or bull shrimp, even though Canada is bigger than the United States, land-wise, the state of California has more people in it than all of Canada.
I'm going to go ahead and say fact, Bob.
It is a fact. That's well done. A pair of tickets to Joe Bonamassa for you at the Moore Theater, Friday, March 5th. Hang on. Chuck in the University District. Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
Okay, here we go. The average Facebook user clicks the like button. Do you know what you all know what the like button is?
Mm-hmm.
Someone makes a post and you don't want to take time to comment, but you want to let them know you saw it, so you click like.
Right.
The average Facebook user clicks the like button like 4 times a week.
True.
No. It's, no. In fact, they only use it 9 times a month, just twice a week. Difficult stat to figure out. Jimmy in Bellevue, you're up.
How you doing, Bob?
Okay, Jim.
What's the question, bro?
I'm coming up with one for you. I've used all these.
Got a couple good, ones one. Here.
Give me a good one. A good, fun one. I want them to win, but I want to work for it. Fact or bull shrimp? Male members of the British royal family are not allowed to be circumcised.
Fact.
No, it's bull shrimp. There's a long-running unconfirmed rumor about Prince William and Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows, but it's not a fact. Sorry. Don in Seattle, hello.
Hello.
Late-night host Jimmy Kimmel was fired from radio shows in 4 cities. This is an easy one.
Fact.
I handed it to him,
yeah.
Didn't I?
Pretty much.
If I'm not mistaken, this station right here was one of the four.
Well, yep. First, Seattle was one of the four, and this station was one. And anybody who's ever been in radio has been fired 4 times. Except you guys.
Yeah, right.
You've worked with me the whole time.
Been lucky.
Don't you forget it.
And we are legally not allowed to be circumcised.
No. All right, guys. Thank you very much. That's it for us this weekend. Enjoy yourselves. We'll see you on Monday. Anything you heard about on the show, just go to the website, bobrivers.com. And also a reminder, the tickets are now on sale. I know it's far out, but tickets for the Emerald Queen, May 22nd, they're on sale right now. And don't forget Joe Bonamassa. It's going to be a great show, too. Gary Crow is next at KZOK, the classic rock station. Our website, hosted by adhost.com, the server co-location specialist. Visit AdHost and get your website bulletproof, hosted in a huge bunker.
When I was hungry, you gave me food.
The Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
For the love of Pete, this Saturday's Lotto jackpot is $7.9 million. Buy a ticket today. Overall odds are 1 in 27. Must be 18 to purchase. Go to walottery.com for details. Know your limit.
There was a day when I thought I had to go to a big box retailer or even the carrier stores to get the best deals on wireless phones. Until Cartoy's wireless expert, Bridget, right here, thanks, Bridge, straightened me all out.
Well, you're welcome. At Cartoy's, we have Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, and Boost right here in one place with prices as low as free on more than 80 phones.
Talk about an eye-opener.
And our prices won't be beat. Whether you start a new activation, upgrade to a better phone, or add a line to a family plan.
And then... the kicker.
If you bought a phone somewhere else, you probably paid too much.
Ouch.
Right now, during Car Toys Winter Jam, get touchscreen phones like AT&T Xenon or T-Mobile's Tap free. Or buy any Verizon phone and get up to 4 Envy Touches free.
So, for any activation?
Yep. New activations, upgrades, or family plan add-a-lines.
So, why would I go anywhere else for a wireless phone, then?
Price is good through Monday only. Some rebates may apply.
Wanna play? Get your toys.
Car Toys. A better way to go.
I'm right here in downtown Sumner at Tiny Overhead Sunset Chevrolet with Ray Sparling. Ray, I just drove in, could hardly find a place to park. I can't believe this selection.
What you're seeing, Rich, is this is the big old truck sale. Not only has the factory resupplied us with all the hot new trucks to sell, we've gone out and purchased all the great hot-selling used trucks. Anything you're looking for your vacation this year, if you're looking for a trailer puller, if you're looking for a Tahoe or Suburban, we've got Dodges, we've got Fords, we've got Nissans, Chevrolet, GMC. We've got them safety checked. We've got them in stock, and these trucks are on sale. So we've got two-wheel drives, four-wheel drives. Rich, this is the truck supermarket. And whether it's new or used you're looking for, this is the big old truck sale. We've got the truck you're looking for, and I'll pay more for your trade. Get in here.
Sunset Chevrolet.
An American Revolution at 910 Traffic Avenue, downtown Sumner.
Your vacuum has a lot of enemies. Did you wipe your feet?
Mom, the cover came off the glitter.
Watch out for the can of... coffee.
Logan, if your old vacuum just isn't taking care of those enemies like it used to, here's good news. It's Freddy's semi-annual vacuum sale. Get big savings on brand-name vacuums and steamers like the new Dyson DC25 Animal. On sale for $549. Plus, you'll get a $100 Fred Meyer gift card free. Or try the Bissell Velocity Cyclone Vacuum for just $79.99 and get a $10 gift card free. But hurry, it's the last week of Freddy's semi-annual vacuum sale. Get good low prices on what you need today at Fred Meyer. What's on your list?
Do you love getting an extra bargain? This week only, save an extra 70% off Freddy's already reduced clearance prices on clothes, shoes, and accessories for the whole family. Get great styles to wear right now and an extra 70% off. Only at Fred Meyer and only this week.
So, taking a little off the top, huh?
Yeah, hey... Do you think a haircut's a job hunting expense?
Buddy, I just cut hair.
They're not just any questions. They're tax questions.
Last summer, my kid made four figures mowing lawns. Does he need to file a tax return?
And at H&R Block, we know they're the trickiest, thorniest questions of all.
So, I've spent months on the road making sales calls. Any chance I can claim my car as a home office?
We've been answering questions just like yours for over 55 years.
Am I getting every deduction I deserve?
Can I get my refund sooner?
And we'll give you those answers in plain English.
How can I get more money?
So talk to H&R Block, the company that's helped get our clients over $43 billion in refunds last year alone. Just click, call, or come over. H&R Block. Get it right.
Get rough.
Hi, this is Michael Johnson, president of Rough Construction. Our company specializes in multifamily, condominium, and apartment renovation. Rough Construction has been in business for 23 years and have never had a single claim on our record. You can be assured we'll do the job right the first time and often under budget. Your homeowners, board of directors, and tenants will be pleased with the quality and speed of our work, as well as our excellent customer service.
Rough Construction earned my business from the first project that I ever had them on. That was several years ago. Rough is my number one call for several reasons. Customer service. Projects are completed in a timely manner, and most importantly, in economic times such as these, the price is more than fair. I've never had one complaint regarding Rough Construction. Because of the results of that first time, I continue to use Rough.
Rough Construction, providing multifamily, condominium, and apartment renovation for over 23 years. Get your rough estimate today. Rough Construction, RUFFConstruction.com.
My name is Joe Mager. I'm with Phillips Real Estate Services. I get rough.
I'm Tom Shane, and Shane Company surely didn't become the largest bridal jeweler in the state because of my voice. We're the people's choice because we have the lowest diamond prices in town every day. Sure, our customers also love us because we have the state's largest selection of loose diamonds and unique bridal ring styles. But it's our low diamond prices that bring so many couples to Shane Company from all over the state. They also love that all of our diamonds are well cut, each one hand-selected, one by one, specifically for its superior fire and brilliance. Come to Shane Company for your engagement ring, and you'll clearly see how much more diamond your money buys when you shop with the lowest-priced jeweler in town.
Seattle's lowest diamond prices every day at Shane Company in Linwood between Alderwood Mall and I-5. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The best way to judge the future is by looking at the past. Based on Toyota's reputation over the last 50 years, I can assure you that Toyota products are the safest on the road today. Hi, this is Carrie Bivens, General Manager of Toyota of Puyallup. Toyota has one of the highest customer satisfaction ratings of any manufacturer. And based on how quickly they reacted to the recalls, I feel confident that they will continue to lead the way. Not only are we repairing our customers' vehicles, we have repaired every one of our in-stock vehicles as well. We have over 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs available for immediate delivery. Plus, we've announced special savings on all Toyotas to prove our confidence in the brand. My family has been selling and servicing Toyotas for nearly 40 years. I'm proud to be a Toyota dealer and will continue to recommend Toyota to my friends and family. If you own a Toyota or are considering buying one, please contact me directly if you have additional questions or log on to toyotaofpuyallup.com.